Dust Body Radio. Life after dust, dust, dust.
Career. Teddy J holds the title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this vlog is real talk, ain't no American Idol. Jack is some more and Terry Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is life after dust, music wish with hot models. We got em. Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio. To come up is a must, must. People tune in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Hump day?
Yeah. Hump day. Yeah. It is that time, y'all. Welcome to Life That Does Live. This is your boy, Fetty J. Y'all tuned into the crazy show, one of the craziest shows on the web, in the world. Man, glad to have you guys. It is Wednesday, every Wednesday, here on Life That Does Live on the Dustspot Radio Network. We bring y'all the famous Hump Day After Dusk. Yes, it was already called Hump Day After Dusk before the camel started saying it for the people that want to know. We've been calling it Hump Day. Get with the program. But anyways, man, just glad to have you guys on the show as usual. Always for all the support, you know, everyone that listens live, listens to the show archive, hey, listen to the show, I appreciate the love so much. You know, got a lot going on today's show. It's like, man, it's like a big old orgy of fun, and not necessarily, you know, get your minds together when y'all take an orgy. You know, the little freaks are listening to the show. So as far as what I mean by what I'm talking about is it's all the great, there's so many great things going on all in one show. You know, you got Matthew and Easton and Cloven coming through, and can't wait for that. Mr. Saul coming through. We'll be talking to him, and he has an upscale clothing line, which is Matthew Ethan Cloven, that features both men and women's casual and elegant evening attire. And then later in the show, the second half, you know, with the Team and Reed Hour on Life of the Dust Live, we welcome author Leslie Crawford to talk up her Forbidden Fruits book series, which is greatly full of twists and turns. Yeah, I got to definitely check in for that. And kind of get the scoop on why you should get the book, because, wow, man, especially if you are a young adult, this would keep you very entertained. And, you know, I mean, a lot of y'all, you know, y'all love and basketball. It's like looking at all those shows in a book. So definitely you'll learn a little more about that later. One of the things, big announcement. During the show, you don't never know what time I'm going to do it. You just got to be on the lookout. I'll wait until the end of the Team and Reed Hour. You just got to be on your toes. I'm going to be dropping the link everywhere. That's on Twitter, Facebook, Dustspot, and talking and let you know where to find it while you're here live on the show. For the issue number 3 of Human Canvas Magazine, I am so excited to just get this out, man. So excited. The thankful issue, and, you know, it's really everything is centered around giving thanks for what you do. You know, you had the model, between the model interviews, the tattoo artists, all different people in the industry that even share their stories. You know, you get a little bit of everything there. You got a recipe from Chef CC. Man, it's so much going on in this magazine. It's hard to keep up. And even my girl, Model Angela, she's sharing her fall fashion tips in there as well. So, really, I had to make sure I put out there for a lot of people that don't know. This magazine is really breaking the barrier of what an urban magazine is. If you haven't, check it out. It's definitely breaking the barrier. It is bringing all these different entities from different genres, you know, that kind of from falling to, you know, showing off body art, whether it's tattoos, body painting, everything of that sort. You kind of get a little bit of that all in the magazine, and it's just always great to see the different people that are intricate pieces of making it happen. So definitely will be letting you know how you can check that out. What we're going to do, we'll go ahead and go to one of our crazy stories of the day. Of course, you know, we have the hot versus hot mess segment. And first of all, let's get some hot news, because before I get to the crazy news, I think we need to get some good news first. The good news, I want to go ahead and definitely give up a hand to Kevin Hart. Yes, Kevin Hart, man, you definitely got my respect, bro. Because let me let you know something, man. Let me tell you what this dude did. He gave out 500 computers back in his hometown, Philly. And not only did he do that, he also donated a $250,000 check as well. So, you know, it's really, you know, he's one of, and really you can catch a clip of him saying, you know, how he felt. And he was showing genuine, you know, he was showing genuine sincerity about how he feels about it. You know, yes, and, you know, a lot of people, you know, of course, you know, comedians, a lot of people always find it hard to take him serious. But you can just tell he was just, you know, he wasn't necessarily joking and all that. He was really serious. It was something he really takes. There's no joking matter to him. He really wanted to get back. And for me, I look up to that, because when I get big, that's what I want to do. You know, everybody else wants to say when we get, you know, I get big, I'm going to go make it rain on some strippers and this, that, and the other. You know, that's cool. But, man, don't forget about the community, too, man. Don't forget where you came from. Go look at those kids. You know, there's nothing better than a kid that's a fan of you, to see, especially that's from your hometown. They see you come into your hometown and show some love and really reach out. It just says so many different values about yourself. So, again, Kevin Hart, definitely got some love from me, man. Appreciate what you did. That's a good look. You know, that's across the pond from my hometown in New Jersey. So, definitely, man, he's making some moves. I'm very proud of him. And just really makes him respect him more as a comedian. Continue to support him like I do. So, keep doing what you do, man. And it definitely just showing that, you know, things are going to continue to happen for you. Because, you know, you're busting people that, you know, just really go above and beyond. Okay, so here we go, man. Give y'all some crazy news. Y'all know how we do it. It was come from Clumsy Crooks, which is the home of the stupidest criminals in the world and sometimes the dumbest police officers. Well, let's go ahead and go into this story here, man. This is about a man who claims $40,000 is from lawn mowing jobs, not drug deals. A big smart man is facing drug charges after police responded to a report of a possible assault and discovered a plethora of drugs, paraphernalia, and cash. According to the Bismarck Tribune, Christopher LePeck was charged with Class D felony, possession of MDMA with intent to deliver, among other charges. And kind of give y'all a little more, because I know y'all want to know what the whole, where this $48,000 part comes in there. I'm going to go ahead and do it for you. That's how we do it. He said he made that money from, you know, he tried to claim that he made that money get why he was cutting grass. Dude, if you're cutting grass, I mean the way you, if you're an independent person and you make a lot of moves, you can make some money like that. Yes. I'm just not, but I mean, my whole thing is, what's the time frame that this dude's talking about? And, you know, it just happens to ironically have all these drugs over and stuff, dude. You make it look real fishy, man. So I don't know. Y'all be the judge of that. We're going to go ahead and go into a song. We come back. We'll be getting ready to chop it up soon, boy. Matthew, we'll be chopping up with the CEO of Matthew, Ethan Coleman. So y'all be on the lookout. We'll be back right here on Life That Does Live with your boy, Teddy J. We're going to kick off our first song of the day. Man, who am I feeling like bumping today, Lord? Let's go ahead and get it in with my girl, Red Shades. And we're going to go to, man, so many different things I want to go hit y'all with. We're going to go to Vibing and Cooling, and then we'll be back.
One for them people who don't really want no problems, who stay cool but minding they business, cause they don't be all for that drama, and they don't be losing they tempers, lest you wanna see, cause they'll find them. Yes, I'm cool, calm, and collected, but I will show you a reminder, cause
y'all know I don't play that. Please don't get your face smacked, but I'd rather be nice to you. It took a lot for me to say that.
Don't get it twisted, I know you will say what's on my mind, cause that's how I feel. I know you used to just acting wild, but not with me, cause I keep it chill.
Ooh, they tripping off these people. Cause I be living, I say I be flowing, it really ain't specific. I do it by my lonely and I make my own decision. Just be vibing and cooling, and vibing and cooling, just be vibing and cooling, just be vibing and cooling, just be vibing and cooling, and vibing and cooling, just be vibing and cooling, just be vibing. Cause I just wanna ride, I just wanna ride, girl. Enough with all that drama, you can leave that all outside, you can leave that all outside.
This one, so listen close to what I say. A lot of people think I'm much older than my age, cause the knowledge I possess is many light years away from the current generation that we have here today. Now wait, in my face, back it up, give me space. Like make it hot, Missy E. Nicole Ray. Wanna know who that JT Money Soleil? So nonchalant, cause there is no competition. Y'all staying special ed, but me, I'm on a mission. Don't mind me, cause I'm just Slick Rickin'. Gather here as I tell a story to my children. Nod your head, clap your hands, cause I know that you be feeling the beat because the grooves and the person that you're hearing. Hope that you're getting all these words through your head. Something like TLC, cause I ain't too proud to beg. It's one big game, so I guess we all can share. But me, I don't care, I'd rather take your spot instead. Or yours too, cause it really doesn't matter. A Tribe Called Quest, hot sex on a platter. Preconceived notions, cause these people looking at me. But you don't know Nan, nope, Trina Trick Daddy. Half these rappers lame and they all boring me. So I had to regulate like Nate Dogg, Warren G. And since I mentioned Nate, may the man rest in peace. Cause he really was a legend and it's sad he had to leave. But on a smooth tip like my girl Sweet T. All Queen Latifah cause I swear the unity. Between all the legends and the new fancies, I'm new school meets old school I teach. You think I'm running on, but I really just begun. Here to spread the word like KRS-One. Me, I'm too cool, not saying I'm the best, but I am close to it cause I stay Dougie fresh. Take nothing for granted, I already know I'm blessed. And I'm done now, so there is nothing left. People wanna see what I'm about to do next. Look out for part two, no I ain't done yet.
You gotta give me more, you gotta give me more. You gotta give me more, come on, you gotta give me more. You gotta give me more, you gotta give me more. You gotta give me more, more. You gotta give me more, you gotta give me more. You gotta give me more, come on, you gotta give me more. You gotta give me more, you gotta give me more. You gotta give me more.
Thank you. What's up, everybody? This is Entice Diamante, and I got to let you know that every Monday night and every Wednesday night, you got to come through the dust spot. That's right. Tune into Life After Dusk with Taryn Lamond, Jaquisa Moore, and my boy, Ceddie J, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
And we're back. Welcome to Life, back to Life After Dusk Live. And y'all know how we do it every Wednesday. And we're doing it before the doctor.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is, huh? Anybody? Hump day?
Yes, hump day after dusk, Wednesdays. All right, y'all. And that was a little Red Shades Black I get to check out. I'll give y'all a little bonus Red Shades track. Hit you with that vibing and cooling. Fall by, give me more. All right, let's go check out the phone lines because my second towers are usually pretty right, if I'm not mistaken. This got to be the CEO of Matthew Houston Clothing. Am I correct?
No, this is Leslie Crawford.
Oh, crap. Oh, Lord. Oh, what's up, Leslie? What's up? Welcome to the show. All right. Now, I know we have you on the second hour, but I'm glad to have you in the building. So, What we'll be doing on the second hour, we'll be having you in the building, and my girl, T. Marie, will be interviewing you. So I can't wait to have you.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So I'll be back to you. We're back to you in the second hour, and we already gave you a red carpet, letting everybody know what to expect when we talk to you. Because if they loving basketball, you know, see, we're not loving basketball, but. Oh, man, my brain. Loving hip-hop. There we go. You know, loving hip-hop, love all the crazy drama, man. They're going to definitely love when you talk to you about Forbidden Fruit. So I can't wait to talk to you about that second half. All right, so definitely hope you don't tune in, listen during this hour, because we got a very special guest for this hour as well. All right, so let's see. We go to the other line now. I'm going to try my second power one more time. All right. Here we go. All right, got a call from the 631. Who we got? Caller from the 631. Who we got?
Hello. How you doing? This is Milton Saul of Matthew Ethan Clothing.
What's up? Welcome to the show. Man, let me tell you, man, I saw the clothes, man, you definitely are making some very great moves. I definitely feeling it. Probably good to see another minority making some moves in the industry, man. So definitely, you know, tip my hats off to you.
Hey, man, thank you so much, Ceddie J, for, you know, having me on your show, Life After Dusk. It's a pleasure to be here.
No problem, man. Now, I want you to kind of lay the forefront and let everybody know what to expect. Kind of like the forefront as far as what your clothing line is all about. There's some people that, you know, this is their first time ever hearing about it. They're like, oh, I heard the name. What's that all about? What are they all about? It kind of got my brief description, upscale, you know, clothing company, you know, showing love to men and women. For, you know, stuff that's good for a night out in the town, or even that casual dinner date. So I'm going to let you go ahead and let them know a little more about what the clothing line is all about.
All right, yes. Well, first, my name is Bolton Saul. You know, I'm the founder and I'm president of Matthew Ethan IME. The Matthew Ethan brand, IME, is a brand about social awareness. It's about being you, loving you, knowing who you are. It's a self-awareness brand. It's based on individuality. So with the IME brand, we allow people to represent themselves through the clothing. We have everything from casual and sexy dress men's shirts to elegant dresses for women, casual and formal wears. The clothes are great. The clothes represent individuality. A lot of people represent who they stand for. And it serves a purpose, has a great meaning behind it.
Okay, most definitely. Now, as far as if I'm, you know, as far as like your inspirations of No, Winston Coleman was there always when you were, as far as going back to your childhood, early childhood, was it always, was, you know, going into fashion design and just fashion merchandising industry always something you always wanted to do?
Yes, fashion is something I was enjoyed being part of. I love clothes. I love the whole creative process. I love the function of being an entrepreneur. So, yes, I've always enjoyed fashion.
Oh, definitely. What was the favorite stuff you used to wear when you were little, you know? Because you said you always enjoy fashion, so I know, you know, when you're little, you always experiment with stuff just to kind of understand your individuality. What was some of the stuff you were wearing back then to kind of lead to what we have now?
Oh, yeah. Back then, you know, when I was younger, you know, we had everything from, you know, the jeans to whatever sneakers was out that was most popular to the button-down shirts, sweaters, and just been a variety of different, you know, types of clothes that I enjoyed wearing growing up. So that was kind of my inspiration to just stay into the fashion and do what I'm doing there.
As far as fast-forwarding back to the present time, I'm telling you, before I even get to the dress up, I'm gonna go build my way up from a casual. First off, I'm liking the I Love Me shirt. You know what I mean? I am Me shirts. It's definitely, I'm loving them. What kind of led to that? I know, ironically, you know, it stands for the initials of the brand name, but, you know, what kind of inspired it all as well? I know there's other things that have to inspire just really taking on that form.
Well, the name Matthew Ethan is to represent individuality. You know, it represents social awareness. It's to help with individuality of people. The brand has a footprint in its logo, and that footprint is your footprint in life. It allows you to represent who you stand for. So with the I Am Me, people are able to wear the fashion that actually gives them the inspiration of who they are through the brand.
Okay, and I'm definitely feel as far as looking at the models in the clothes itself. Now, I'm going to, as far as like with the, as far as your casual wear, you know, as far as what's your favorite piece that you put out so far that you think that everybody should have? I know y'all hate when I ask y'all kind of stuff like that, like Mickey, y'all pick one thing. But that's what I do. That's my job, to make y'all job hard. What's your favorite thing you have put out as far as your casual pieces? What's your favorite thing you put out so far from that?
Well, you know, to me, they're all my favorite. You know, I want, and everybody should take a look at the site. But one of the most inspirational pieces that's there is the I Am Me. Signature shirt, T-shirt. It's a direct statement. The shirts are hot. All our clothing is beautiful. You know, everyone loves them when they put them on. They feel good. They're comfortable. Made with great material. But the IMET is definitely the must-have shirt right now. But all our clothing are good. Everything on that site is a must-have piece.
Now, who, as far as like designers, like who all designs, is just yourself or like who consists of your team of the design team?
Who consists of my designer team?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I have people in my team that we work closely with. You know, as we sit down, we put ideas and designs together, and we come up with our looks that we like people to look in the product. So, you know, we have a close-knit team that we work with, and I thank them for being there. You know, they're great workers with us.
Most definitely. Now, okay, I'm going to tell you, I just went to casual first, but I'm going to tell you my favorite thing, because I'm one of those people, I'm casual here and there, but I'm a person, I like to dress up more, and that's what I like about when I'm more in here. It caters to the way I like to dress. Don't be fooled. And it's one that you got that sold out. Oh, my God, I love it. It's the one where it's the black and white casual dress shirt.
Okay.
I'm, like, looking at it. I love, that's my favorite one. Just because, you know, black and white is always the color. It's always a safe color to go with. It can go for almost any occasion. And I just like the way the look of the shirt is. It just, now you can really, you can rock that to work. You can rock it. You can go out and party, whatever. That's what I like about this. It's an all-purpose shirt.
And we appreciate that. And, you know, that's our purpose, man. You know, we try to produce those products that represent people, how they feel. You know, that's one of our most popular shirts. Yes, it's sold out at the moment. And people, when they got that product, they really felt like, hey, I'm wearing me today, you know. So our men's shirts, we try to keep it so that they are casually worn and business attire. You know, the shirts are universal. So however you wear it, however you put it on, you know, you're going to be flying it. You're going to look great. You know, you're going to be noticeable when you step out in Matthew Ethan.
Yeah, I'm sitting there. I'm so distraught that shirt is sold out. Oh, I got to get some more of those. Because I'm telling you, I'm already on there. Like, oh, my God, I'm getting that shirt. I go to a club and say, I pick out what I'm going to get right away and buy. And that's the one I want.
That's the one right there. Okay.
Yes. I got to bring it back, man. I want it so bad. I'm going crazy.
We're going to see what we can do about that. I got you down.
Yes. Yes, man. So, hey, tell him, hey, we got to get some more. He's going crazy, about to lose his mind. Yeah, because I'm telling you,
yeah, we always try to go out to town.
It's a wrap. It's like, hey, ooh, I want him tonight. You know, that's just I want him tonight, sir.
Oh yeah, when you step out in our pieces, you know, you're definitely going to get some attention brought to you. Oh yeah, yeah, it's going to look real good on you. But yeah, I keep that in mind. You know, try to get some more of those shoes and try to get something to you. Definitely.
All right. I'm excited. I'm excited. Okay, what we're gonna do? We're gonna go to, and I got to shout out to the chat room. My boy Renato Creative is. Miss Computer Lady cracking me up. She's like, yeah, Sadie styling and profiling. And me style. Yeah, I'm telling you, Miss Computer Lady, it's a wrap. You got to get that shirt. It's a wrap. All right,
we're going to go to a quick
song break. And then we come back. We're going to chop it over you some more because, you know, I lose my mind on that. When I see, it's one thing people got clothing lines, when they got stuff that really you can rock every day type stuff. I mean, it's a whole other thing then. All right, so we're going to be back, y'all. This is what my girl T Hall be. And this is a part of the remix, and we'll be back after this with your boy, Sadie J, here on Life of the Dust Live. Let's get it.
Yeah. Nick CEO. T Hall be. Party remix. Yeah.
Whoa, now goes down tonight. MC, old money in the thing tonight. Feeling good, jump fresh, I'm about to take flight. Heavyweight on a drink, I never drink like. Got the baddest in the room,
in the room.
The way she looking, we gon' leave here soon and do what grown folks do. It's Friday, I'm ready to get it poppin'. Once I'm started, it ain't no stopping. The club rockin', bass knockin'. Me and my people been out a bar hoppin'. Folks dancing, having a good time. Nick and T Hullaby will make them unwind.
I just got paid, it's Friday night, got a lit fireplace, and a tall glass of wine, wanna get away from here, jump fly like a bird, I'm blessing the rhythm and stress over mental.
Y'all know what day it is?
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Hump day?
Yeah. And we're back. All right. Man, that was T. Hullaby always gets it right. No, that's how I feel. Like, man, I'm telling you. Now, one of the things I want to say, too, I like about the electric clothes as well, which I think is important that everybody listening knows. You know, he said, when we said, I say the word upscale, and he says, and he even explained how is the material of the stuff is very great. But what I love even more about it is that you have it to where it's not overly priced. Now, you got high quality product, but it's not overly priced. It is very, man, I seen stuff in dealers I went to that was like, oh, all right. And even on sale, it was still more than that. So that's what I love about that. It's stuff you can – it's really shutting it down. And, you know, as far as with the pricing, you know, how do you – you know, what made you decide to go with that price and not – because, you know, you could if you wanted to, especially with the quality of the work you have going, you could easily charge way more than you are. What kind of inspires you to go with this, you know, the price of really – you know, almost to where now – the average businessman that's really trying to look good every day can actually get quality stuff and not to be overly charged to get it. What inspires you to even have these prices?
Well, my inspires me is more so that Matthew Ethan is we have a great price point for the consumer. You know, we want people to be able to afford and wear the product. We enjoy the brand. You know, it's a brand for people. IME is for people. So we're not trying to really, you know, place anyone else out of the box. We want anyone to enjoy the clothing, be able to afford it, and be able to represent and wear IME.
Okay. Cause, I'm telling you, I'm in love. I'm in love right now. Yeah, I'm telling you, that's why I'm in bliss. I get lost. I get lost in quality clothes and. Cause I'm one of those people that, you know, a lot of people are like, well, man, I just got the brand new J's. I just got the brand new. I'm one of those people, I don't go with the trend. I go with looks good. And it doesn't have to always be overly priced to look good to me. It just has to look. And that's what I like about, again, that's what I like about this is it actually looks good. And you ain't got to pay an arm and a leg just to get some of quality. And some of y'all paying for stuff that ain't gonna last, but for 2 days. So,
IME is by having the brand affordable at a great price point for the people to be able to have a chance to wear IME. You know, we're not trying to box anyone, put anyone out of the box from having access to the brand to the clothing, you know. So we make it affordable with great quality. The clothes are hot, the clothes are sexy, you know. They feel good. I want everybody to take a look at it and wear it, and believe me, you'll be very, very happy at what we got to offer.
And you got the dresses. The dresses are on point, which, by the way, they got a 40% off dress sale. So y'all make sure you go get that, because, you know, I want y'all to look good and make me turn my neck, because I want y'all to definitely go look at that sale. Please, I know y'all go look at that for y'all go find. Y'all going to be offering there tonight.
Yeah, but we want everybody to take a look at the products. You know, I definitely appreciate you having your show, your Life After Dusk. And, you know, for all the listeners, you can check us out at MatthewEthan.com. That's MatthewEthan. Take a look at the site. The clothes are beautiful. You're going to enjoy wearing it, representing you, being you, knowing who you are through I Am Me. You can follow us on Facebook under Matthew Ethan Clothing. They can find us on Instagram, Matthew the IME, and they can follow us on Twitter, Matthew Ethan.
Okay, and you know what? I feel so slow. I know I got my slow moments in. Miss Computer Lady, she said she knew about the brand. See, it's just crazy because it's not just crazy. My family knows the people that come through. They're like, oh, I know that person already. So she was blown away because she knows that. She hadn't seen your sites as the updates, and she's just now seen the updates on it. So, wow, big ups for that. I appreciate that. That's info for me, Miss PC. All right, now, I'm going to put you to the test, man, because everybody comes to the show, I always make them do something really goofy. So you have to be – if I'm going to throw the goofiest questions at you, you got to be on top of your toes. Okay, so – and sometimes some stuff I say is a little messy, too. All right, so question number one, what's the ugliest outfit that you've ever – and we'll make you pick one for the females and one for the guys. Ugliest outfit you've ever seen in a guy out and about. What's the ugliest outfit you've ever seen in a girl out and about?
Truthfully, I think all fashion is beautiful. They all create this creativity and fashion. I haven't seen anything that's ugly. I think what people wear is reflection of how they dress and what they like wearing. So, no, I don't really criticize fashion like that.
Okay. So in other words, no, there's no one that necessarily wore something that is being quiet. I've seen the stuff where some people, I'm like, okay, yeah, I be rocking with individuality, but you wrong for that. But I'm gonna let you make it today. That looks good on you. So yes. Oh my God. Now, all right. Now, as far as I'm not gonna be taking outside the box. As far as clothes, as you see, that might not necessarily even be by you. What's like one of the best pieces that you've ever seen, ever? And I'm limited because that's so many, that can go so many different ways. As far as within the last, let's say the last 2 years.
One of the best pieces I've ever seen? Matthew Ethan, I Am Me. That's it. Matthew Ethan, I Am Me is the best piece I've seen.
I love this guy, man. I love him.
In the last 2 years.
he's like, oh, I got you on this one. Bam. All right. Now, as far as, like, do you ever take, like, suggestions from, like, some of your customers and stuff as far as, like, ideas of, I think you should do this? Do you ever take, like, suggestions like that, too?
Yeah, I always listen to my consumers, to my customer base. You listen, you see what they want, so, you know, it's always good to have that. So, yes, I do listen to my consumers.
Okay, because yeah, I know it's stuff. I'm like, I mean, it's like, what is really the, what have you not done? It's like I said, one thing I already said that I came up to you bring back is that black and white shirt. I want it. All right, now, as far as the most embarrassing thing you've ever done, what's the most embarrassing thing you've ever done? Maybe that even if you had to travel all the way back to your childhood, what was the most embarrassing thing you've ever done?
The most embarrassing thing I've ever done?
Yes.
I don't have anything that was done embarrassing. Sometimes you cannot be prepared for something, you know, last minute.
Uh-oh.
There's nothing embarrassing that I can recall ever doing.
Now you got set up. So what's the moment that you weren't necessarily prepared for that kind of sprung up on you? What's the craziest moment?
I think the most craziest moment may have been at the very last moment. Like, we need this now, in an hour, and that might be like a little bit, you know, last moment, last minute. But we get it done.
Okay. So I like that. Cause I know that. And have you know, as far as there's ever been a point in time where you've wanted to quit, I know there's, you know, as far as there's sometimes where, like, I'm like with this show, I've had those moments before, like, oh my God, I want to stop it all now. And then I collect myself and be back to moving again. But has there ever been a moment you want to stop?
Anytime you're trying to build a business or you're taking on a project, you'll get moments where, you know, you might feel like it's not really going your way. And that's part of the growing process. You know, you need those challenges in life to see where you're strong at and your weak points and to make them better for yourself going forward. I'm not a giver. I don't give up. You know, I'm not a person that gives up. I face my challenges. I enjoy doing that. So I never wanted to give up, you know. It kind of made me want to go harder at what I do. And I tell that to anybody, if you have something you're working on a project, stay focused on it. Don't never give up. Don't feel like you want to give up. Just keep going.
Right. It helps have a good team around you, too. I mean, I can test even the magazine right now. Oh, my God, man. Ronaldo in the chat room can say, oh, my, he knows first at hand my frustration. But once you get that finished product, it's like it was so worth the frustration you went through.
Yeah, you get those. You can get frustrated, but you can't have that feeling of wanting to give up. You know, that's once you have that feeling, then, you know, you got to have a great team around you to keep you going.
Right, and then I'm definitely blessed now. As far as I want to know, because you know we have mutual people in the business that we are very well known with. As far as with my boy Sean LaBreeze, how did that actually come about? How did the two of y'all end up linking?
Well, it came. Well, Sean was introduced to a mutual friend. Right now, Sean handles a lot of my stuff, PR work, and he does a great job, and I appreciate him for it.
Most definitely, you know, before he came along, you know, what's some of the big differences that you know between before he came along and now him working with you?
But some of the differences that I see is that, you know, Sean has a great fan base through what he does. So he was able to bring IME into his network. So that was a great collaboration right there.
Okay. All right, most definitely. Now, again, remind everybody how they can check out your clothes, man, and keep up with what you got going on.
Oh, yeah, definitely. All the listeners, you can check us out at MatthewEthan.com. It's spelled MatthewEthan. You can follow us on Twitter. You can see us, hit us up on Instagram. We're on Facebook under Matthew Ethan Clothing. And we keep, you know, constant information posted about any events that we're doing. So you can get all the information right there.
Okay. All right. So what we'll do, we're going to go ahead and go to a music break. And again, I want to thank you for coming to the show, man. Definitely appreciate you.
Hey, man.
And I will be copying some stuff from you, so please believe that.
Hey, man, we appreciate you having us on your show. Life After Dusk, it's been a great pleasure being here. And, again, I want everyone to take a look at the site. You know, some beautiful products up there. Get the IMET. Represent yourself. do you, love you, be you. Can't nobody be you but you. I am me, Matthew Ethan.
All righty. Appreciate it, everyone. Again, y'all heard of me. Definitely support him. He's definitely not a person that he's a person that's just trying to make some business moves, but he's not trying to get over on people. So I say support the dude 100%. Anybody that's always looking out for everybody for the greater cause of making people look good while not making them have to spend an arm and a leg, it's somebody you should support. So definitely, you know, definitely continue to just, you know, show y'all support towards this man and go cop some of that stuff right now, man. Like I said, Lay's, he got the 40% off dress sale. So y'all definitely go check that out.
All right.
We're going to go ahead and go into, and Mr. Pele going to go, oh, my God, you paying it? We're going to one of my classic songs here on Life or Death Live, Q Hopper Quiet Time, and we'll be back here on Life or Death Live, Hump Day After Dusk Wednesday.
Hey, baby.
Hey.
You know, I want to make love to you with your clothes on. Is that all right?
That's all right.
You see, baby, I want to spend some quality, quiet time with you.
Is that right?
It's been a long week, and you're kind of tired. You're feeling kind of worn down, baby, baby. Let me take you higher. Lock all the doors, baby, and throw away the key. I wanna spend a little quiet time, you and me, baby. Hey, yeah. Let me do all the things that make you feel so good, so, so good, baby. I wanna make love to your mind, sweetheart. I wanna make you feel like my queen, baby. Ooh, yeah. Oh, my baby. Cause it's been a long week, baby. Hey, yeah.
Feel it kinda worn down.
Let me rejuvenate you, baby. I wanna make you feel so good, baby. Ooh, baby. I wanna spend the quiet time with you. Just let me feel quiet with you. Ooh, baby. Just let me feel quiet. I want
Yeah.
Get lifted.
What I do, man?
I get lifted.
It's about 9 o'clock in the morning, man.
Get lifted.
I still ain't been asleep, man. Oh well. I guess you know what time it is.
Get lifted.
Shit, coming live from the struggle. But still so many blessings keep coming. I ain't mad, just appreciate them. I get lifted and appreciate them. You should do the same. Take a blunt, roll it up, and let's start with ourselves. To ourselves, we gotta act like we the best. But only me, I'm not acting. I'm a factor. They fear when they look at me. I know why, cause I'm the truth, man. I'm the truth, man. A lot of people so scared to the truth, man. So let the truth begin. The government is hell, they don't wanna see us win. So the hell with them, I hope they all burn in hell again and again. Light a blunt up in that blaze, and let's get lifted, nigga, float away, yes. Yeah, I'm just starting, I'm just warming up. You know, not too many metaphors and similes. I don't do all this shit, man, when I'm off the head, you know. Let's go. Chicago, this Chicago. Teens, will you let bygones be bygones? How many Darian hours must we see? Don't you see we all gon' be deceased if we keep killing each other every week? Shit, this man is fucked up, and ain't nobody trying to help us. Nah, man, getting lifted, appreciating life, man. I'm so glad to be alive. My granny says turn 71. It's an amazing feat. So proud of she, and she so proud of me. KV got its own companies and it's growing. Just out of town, I'ma be the greatest daddy that they ever seen. Me and baby mama, we gon' keep it clean.
Get lifted.
Yeah. I'm just feeling myself right now, y'all. Got me so high, but I'm even more high off of life. The next pills is a good feeling, but just to know that I'm alive is a better feeling. Baby, in ICU, nigga, I see you trying to keep me down, but ever you can't do that now, no. Cause I got God in my life. He got me lifted in the sky, in the heavens. I'm hell-bent when I'm living on these. Fuck boys, don't make me have to f*** you up, fuck boys. Shit, but God's us doing good. And ASAC, he didn't move out the hood. He playing for Detroit Tigers now. $1 million contracts, he getting paid now. Oh, shit, let's go. You gotta smoke to that. Congratulations. Congratulations, dog. Struggle, man. Live from the struggle, man. What can you say? We're in the struggle. I'm reporting live. But even though we're struggling, we got so many blessings, man. And I'm so thankful. And you should be thankful too. Look around.
My head. a boutique and just bought an outfit. Picked up some new shoes, Louboutin. Y'all know how I be doing it.
Hey baby, can I talk for a minute? I
I was always eating fudge, but I wanted to snack on something else.
The front is white and pure. The back is dark and naughty.
What about nuts?
You'll love the nuts. Which side will you try first? Zebra Bar. It satisfies your exotic cravings, whatever they are. Put it in your mouth.
Put it in your mouth.
I like that.
Zebra Bar, man.
I want to play every Wednesday. I will size it out, eat first. The next.
Oh, yes. Shout out to Zebra Bar as our unofficial sponsor of the show. Oh, guys, hilarious. All right, so again.
I like that.
Oh, yeah, man. That's, I laugh at that commercial every time I play it. All right, it's over my ear. Y'all been thinking about
it.
We got, you know, the hostess of the mostest who comes on the second hour. Hold it down.
Yes.
T, let them know what's going down.
It's T. Marie, and we're just going to be freestyling. I want to start off with just trying to see, is window shopping okay? Like, if guys out with a woman, is it okay for them to, you know, booty watch? And men, is it okay for your woman to, you know, I do? So that's what I pretty much want to talk about. And I'm going to talk about a lot of other stuff, too, but that's what I want to start off with. Steady, is it ever okay to window shop while in a relationship?
Is it okay to window shop? Now, okay, make sure I clarify this discussion. When you say window shop, are you meaning when you walk into a girl and you happen to look at someone a quick glance, or do you mean searching for someone you might be dating if that person don't act right?
No, basically window shopping is when, you know, you out with your girl and you see a woman, you know, you see a woman with a little hot body and you look. You look. Is that okay? And is it okay for your woman
it
to
depends.
See a little chocolate doll?
There's an unwritten rule on amount of time you can look. Indeed, it's natural for you to look at other people. That's natural. There's an unwritten rule, I don't really have an exact time, but it's like an unwritten rule as far as how long, if you look at somebody look good or walk by you, how long you can look. It got to be one of those.
So how long
is too long? You know how you do the no-look pass and you're in basketball, it goes like the no-look pass. Like, you think about walking by. Hey, you got to go, like, you know, don't look. Don't be turning your head, breaking your neck. Just look. Look without looking.
It'd be
2 Mississippi seconds, Mississippi 1, Mississippi 2. Bam. Keep it moving. You start getting to 3, you start getting dangerous water. Yeah, you might hear something like, why are you saying that? For the males and the females.
So, Sadie, let me ask you this. If you out with your girl and your girl out another girl ass, is that okay?
Yeah, I mean, shoot, ain't no fun. Okay, let me stop. I'm saved, Lord.
Where's my commercial? Hold on, stop. Where's the commercial?
Today?
Yes, I want the commercial.
if you go to a strip club with your girl, it did the same thing. Y'all both going to the strip club, and she has to look at the girls.
It's a different type of environment. Of course, you're going to a strip club to look at ass. I'm talking about like a typical day at the park or at the mall or something, at the beach, something like that. I'm not talking about the club because that's what you're going to see, ass.
Right. I mean, as far as if she looking, as long as, you know, as long as it's gonna lead to something great for me later on that night. Like, she's licking and she's horny. As long as it gets taken out on me, it's a good look.
So it's okay for her to look at the same sex as long as she won't. It's just the opposite sex she can't look at too long.
Right. You know, I'm being sexy like that. She can't look. She can't look. Longer she ain't trying to say, well, you know, and because there's a difference, you know, like, for instance, if I was just a girl, if I saw another chick and I saw her and she looked good, it would be messy for me to look at, you know, come back to her and go, well, man, you should look like, you know, dang, she got a big old booty. I wish she had a big old booty. Like, something like that. Like, that's out of line. Like, don't be looking at another chick and you're trying to, or, you know, don't look at the opposite sex and then you say something out of line about me because you see something that you like in that person. Ooh, I love it. Like, Chris, like, you know, some
like
chicks that you lay lust over celebrities and whatnot, and you got a girl, and you saying, you know, it make a girl insecure.
But what you're saying is she can look at the same sex because it's gonna benefit you, so she's only allowed to look at what's going to benefit you.
I mean, yeah, I don't even know. It's just so much.
You see how that's on? I mean, either she can look or she can't.
If she looks at,
you saying, okay, yeah, she can look at a female. Yeah, it's cool because I might can get her to come bring the girl home with me. But she can't look at no dude for no longer than 2 seconds.
Yep, Mississippi seconds. I can't look at a chick for no more than two Mississippi seconds. Yeah, I mean, because once you start looking too much, you're starting to get into lesbian. And whatever, you know, you started to become a thought. So yeah,
you confirming what I'm saying, Steady, because I'm saying you say it's okay for her to look at the woman long, but not the man.
Nah, she can't look at the woman long too, because you know it might lead to something like where she no longer want me no more. She with the chick. It's the same thing. It's cool for her to look. The thing is, not every chick that looks at a chick or not every person looks at the opposite sex. Like, for instance, if I'm a guy, like, I'm, you know, it's just as everybody jump out the childish mindset and going, you see another guy's? Like, let's go ahead and stop tripping. Like, I'm just talking, like, for instance, if I see a dude that got some flower, I'm looking for more than 2 seconds. I'm not checking out the dude like that. I'm checking out, like, first, he got on some nice shirt that I like. I'm looking a little longer than 2 seconds. Stuff like that. Sometimes that's not every girl not looking at another chick just because she lusting after her. Sometimes they might just be looking at her because they trying to, you know, gay one. They might see something on her. They're like, oh, okay, especially they catch you looking too. Now they know, oh, I know how I can catch his attention.
I don't know. I just gave me something.
Mm-hmm.
I got a thing for booties. I'll be out tonight. If a girl got a nice ass, I'll be looking at it. And if it's nice enough, I ask one girl, can I touch her booty? Because she said it was real, but it looked fake. And it was fake. But, yeah. I'm a mess, huh?
Yeah, that don't mean you're automatically gay because you looked at it.
I know. All right, if it's a nice ass, it's a nice ass. I ain't the woman that's gonna hate.
Right, it's too much. Yeah, you say it's too much. It'd be too much hating that here on people, like
yeah,
running around here.
It's too much hating.
I'd rather hear that stuff than hear, you know, I've already seen people looking at other people that in versus just Robbie's running around hating, like, oh, you see trying to look at, you know, some people spending time doing it and really trying to throw salt on everybody else. So yeah, I definitely feel you on that.
I think without the haters, we wouldn't be as successful as we are today.
I would agree with you on that. There's people who I like to call them haters. I like to call them free promoters who are crazed promoters. that you don't have to pay. Because they're running around saying all this stuff. You know, some of them be closet supporters. They really want to support you, but they're like, oh, I don't want him to get bigger than me type stuff.
Exactly.
There's people that
have
to that do that.
And
they see that you get bigger
than
them, they start hating on you all of a sudden.
Yeah, people say that they want to see you successful, but nobody really want to see you more successful than them. That's just being real.
Yeah, I mean, that's not for everybody, but that's it's some people that's out there that like that. That's how they think.
Mhm. You see me, I don't care. Just you know, don't forget about me when you make it big. But yeah, so what you think about? Did you hear about Kim K and Kanye getting engaged?
Oh, you know, man, you know, I'm so tired of hearing about this. My headache is you feel like reach out my headache.
But they finally got engaged, and now she's supposed to be planning that second pregnancy. She says she don't want no more, but Kanye insists on having a boy so he can top Jay-Z. That's just the story TMZ has. But yeah, that's what I was thinking about. I was like, yeah, she's going to be popping out another one. And she still ain't lost all that baby weight, though. Girl, going to be starving herself trying to get that body back. She is. She is. She done gained a lot of weight. She still ain't lost her weight. Her baby ain't but 6 months. And she already thinking about, already trying to have another baby because Kanye say he wants the baby born around summertime.
Yeah, you know what, I'm not, you know, because speaking of hating, I'm not necessarily hating, but I just don't be, everybody always be big enough Kim Kardashian body. It just don't, to me, it's not like, it doesn't like just catch my eye. It's
yeah,
all right. It's like an average
fake,
chick that's
so
thick.
It's fake, so it is what it is. She got a little fat
I just don't be bold.
The bottom of her ass.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, for me, it's just like, even if it was natural, the way she's built, it just don't, she's just like the next thick chick. She doesn't, it's not like, oh, everybody's like, oh, she just went
she's
the
really
best bodies in the world.
Had
what
more.
The heck? Yeah, how you going to get a chick from the south side right now that will show her up?
She's really gained weight since she's had Nori, and she was trying to lose it, but she finna get knocked up again, so she gonna have double the weight to lose. Bless her little soul.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so hey, let me ask you this: is phone sex cheating?
Are you laughing? I almost started checking on that. That was hilarious.
Why don't you know before you answer that question, Steady J, play my hump day commercial, please, sir.
Okay, I got you.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is, huh? Anybody? Hump day.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Thank you. People don't think I talk freaking like that on our own, you know, Mondays, too. Just on Wednesdays, it's hump day. So everybody humping responsibly, I hope.
Yes. Anyway, well, yes, I didn't give them public service announcement for the beginning of the show. If you're going to hump somebody, and I put my public service announcement voice on, if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. Okay. I got it. I had to make sure we get it out because then people are going to not being socially responsible. We don't get it out. So there we go. Well, okay, back to your question. You said, is phone sex cheating?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, that's what they say now. You say, if you're on the phone and you're talking to some other chick and she just all of a sudden have phone sex with you?
If you in a relationship and you call the little phone sex line, is that cheating?
I mean, it's to me, well, then what is the difference? Because let's say you calling a chick that you have a remote interest in, I'm going to say that is.
I know.
I'm about to give my point because to me that's mentally cheating. might not be doing a physical act, but you do when you pretty much, you know, you still expressing those thoughts to that person and really going in. But it's the same thing with strippers. You go to a strip club, and wouldn't that be cheating then that you got, you go to a strip club and you got this chick butt bouncing up and down in your lap and all that other stuff? Isn't that cheating then? It's the same thing. You call them the phone sex line, the same thing. It's the same thing. The same thing. You actually go watching them cam shows. The same way, like you say, go back to the strip club. All that stuff is the same exact thing to me. Like if you if you're calling one of them phone lines, now you calling that, I mean, you calling a chick you got more interest in. That's a whole other thing.
So what about if you what about if you chick? What is say if
oh
having
God.
A
what? Oh,
God. Don't do me.
I'm laughing at the chat room. I'm going to tell you what. I got a quote where we are the best at real quick. He said, I came with him, Lord. He said, it's only cheating if you come.
You know what?
I'm laughing at my name on that one. You come and you have folk there, you just might be.
He's stupid. You know, and he really has a point, because my point of the topic was that I think that it's cheating any kind of sexual contact you do with a person for pleasure, you know, that's basically cheating. Porn cheating, watching a porn.
I mean, it's obviously, it goes back to what he said, only if you come, man.
But porn is
some people don't watch porn. They don't watch porn to get off, necessarily. Some people be watching it and be getting some freaky ideas.
Porn, I don't think porn is cheating. I think porn is just a fantasy. Porn is not sexual contact with another person.
So what's the phone sex?
I think
phone,
it's cheating.
For phone
it's
sex
sexual contact with another person. This woman is over there telling you how wet she's getting and how she want to do all of this, that, and the other, and you getting aroused by that. That sexual contact with another person. A flick is simple. You just watching some people having sex. You're not interacting. You might be using your hand or something with yourself, but you're not interacting with an actual another human being. So that's, I don't think porn is cheating. So don't stop. No, nobody don't stop watching porn, please. Let me quit. I'm going to
die. Now you got a permit like, nobody, please, nobody stop watching porn. Like, it's like we save the children. You don't have a sipping. But like, it's like it's a call for, it's a sense of urgency. Nobody, please, don't stop watching porn.
Porn has sex. Sex is a great way. You burn more calories during sex. You could exercise, and so keep it up. Strap up if needed. If you're married, raw dog it. Make some babies. It is what it is. YOLO. Nah, let me quit. Anyway, so yeah, that was just something I had on my mind, and I figured that. So we could talk about that, because it's levels to when you're cheating and when you're not.
Oh, Lord. All right. Okay, you know what? I see you got callers. Callers, if y'all do want to speak, I see your hands up. So you want to go in on this? Oh, Lord. I'm afraid what y'all need to say.
I know. I am too.
Because I heard this stuff. Like, last Tuesday, I heard when that guy was talking about, he was talking about how little his penis was. I was done with him. I was like, Lord, y'all got to rebuke me because I don't have time
when
to hear this.
When did that happen?
On Angela's show last Tuesday, this guy was talking about his feet.
My
he's
God.
Talking about he might have a little dick, but he make it do what it do. It's just, he was just acting a fool.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
So that was, I was
well,
like,
you know what? I really appreciate, you know what? I can appreciate a guy telling me that he has a little piece. I'm not going to sleep with him. But I can really respect the guy for telling me that, as opposed to lying, telling me it's big. Then I get to, you know, feeling down there, a little bit of Vienna sausage. I have a problem with that, because then everything else from here on out is a lie. So either way it goes, a little piece didn't get me, but at least you be honest, you can say some time and we can be good friends. But yeah.
Oh Lord. I forgot the phone lines. Okay, let's see. We got some from the 912. You on Life That Does Live, and I appreciate you, Miss Computer Lady. Appreciate you seeing chat room just tight. And who we got for 912?
912, what it do?
I know that rhyme. 912, what it do? Oh, the 912 got sense. Oh, wow.
Stop with my line, Lord.
I'm freestyling here. Right. Don't play with me.
All right, let's go to the next one, 347.
Jiggy, whatever. You know who the fuck it is, man.
He came through here on Monday chilling with me. Yeah. Now, he's the one in the chat room acting a fool, too, by the way, D.
That's the one talking about.
He is acting a fool in chat right now. He is cracking me up.
If the person in the porn movie is turning you on, more than the person in the bed. That's cheating. Think about it.
No, it's not.
Think about it. I'm looking at the girl with a homeboy tearing her up, and I'm watching
the
movie.
So you mean to tell me? So hold on.
He's turning me on more than the person in my bed. That's cheating.
So let me ask you this: have you ever, while you had sex with your lady, have you ever visualized a different female?
Well, that's how I met her. Like, she was kind of like, I don't know what y'all call it, bisexual, but I don't mix into when she had sex with other females because I'm a born-again Christian.
So
I find what she's doing is a sin, you know, like sleeping with females. So that's like a different story.
Porn. Okay, well, that's good. Go ahead on then. So born again. No sex, abstinence is what it is, okay?
I said that. I said, don't get me started today, Lord. I'm trying to be good.
Well, Christian, right? You're born again Christian. Is it Christian like of myself to smoke marijuana?
I mean,
do you smoke marijuana?
If you had to go by the list of things that's listening, then we'd be here all day. Y'all been doing something wrong.
I would say I don't think it's wrong, and personally, because that's the plant. God created the plants. He created the trees. He created the bushes. He created the roses. He created the grass that grows around the trees and the plants.
I ran into them. They told me the more they smoke, it's the more higher they get to God. I was trying to do that, but for some reason, the more I smoke, it's the more I eat and go to sleep. Like, am I doing something wrong?
Well, you gotta balance that out. I don't know what to tell you about that.
I'm just calling and giving some love and to my boy show. I had discovered the show, like you said, a couple of nights ago, and I had.
Oh yeah, yeah. She wasn't on because she was on the second hour last on Monday, so you missed it.
Yeah.
She's actually the official host of the second hour, so. Yeah, man. I'm glad you get to meet her, too.
Well, yes, you born again.
She was actually in your area. She was in NY.
Yeah, I was in New York, Times Square, all up and through that thing.
I'm scared to meet people online in real life because they're so much, like, psychotic. Like, people out there, I'm not saying you are psychotic, for example. I'm just saying they all seem to be cool until you meet them in the ski mask and the butcher knife comes out. It's kind of, like, scary.
Pretty much most of the people I've met from the show have been cool. They haven't, like, all the people I've met from the show, they've been pretty cool. I've been impressed. I can really say that. They haven't been, like, some crazy person. And most part, they just about as turned up as they are on the show. So I can say that, man. Like, a lot of people I've met, I've been blessed, man. I ain't met them crazy catfish people. People catfishing us now.
I know. I think I want to get to do some catfishing just to do something. My schedule don't allow me to do no shit, nothing like that.
At least you got the trolls and them calling in and being a dickhead every goddamn minute.
Bro, don't be fooled, because I didn't have to, man. But see, the thing is, I'm one of the people, I love, like, the little controls try to call in. I have fun with them sometimes. I play stupid, and I let them get to me, and it pisses them off because then it backfires on them. They're like, dang it, okay, this backfired on me. Yeah, I can play the game, too. They must not know. I pray Kyle be going here sometimes, so they got to come a little harder than that.
Bad.
I remember one day he told me, do you like, so how do you feel about education? You know, he asked a serious, they always set you up, they ask you about a real question, serious as hell, and then they follow up with some BS. So, dude, niggas suck it up in the ass, and all of a sudden out of nowhere with something like that, like, come on now.
Oh.
When people be themselves, you know, everyone be okay.
I know. YOLO. You live your life. Can't nobody live it for you. Anyway, so
now,
thank you so much.
I want you to talk about how it was in New York. Yep. I was going to New York while you were there,
T. Say it again.
How was everything while you was in New York? I wanted to ask you that. I wanted to ask you that on Monday. I was like, oh, she's still work putting in that grind. But now I get to ask you today, how was it in New York, by the way?
I had a blast. You got to go look at my pictures on Instagram, TMarie_the_model. But, yes, I was freaking out Mickey and kissing out Elmo. I played with Spider-Man. I was in Manhattan, Times Square. I rode the subway. I ate the little chicken shish kebab thingies with the hot dogs on it, with the hot dog bun, whatever that is. What else? I took a picture with the Statue of Liberty.
Where'd you go?
Hey, was it crowded? Well, no, it wasn't as crowded as the person who was showing me around said. In the summertime, it tends to be more crowded, or around the holidays or somewhere. But when we went, it was quite a few people, but it wasn't, like, unbearable. But I really enjoyed myself. I want to go back. I went to the mall and got me some shoes. They were so cute. I can't wait to rock them when I go to Canada.
So while you was in the city, right, have anyone run up to you and just stop, drop, and blow? Nah, it's like this crazy thing that's going on YouTube right now. Everyone runs around the city and they runs up to someone and they stop, drop, and blow. And it's like some bullshit they be doing in the city. Ain't no one did that to you though, right?
No, well, I had some people's cars. They were blowing in their cars, blowing their horn. I had one man stop me and was trying to get my number and stuff. I said, oh, Lord, let me hurry up and get my ass somewhere and sit down. Because I just went out and was just walking around trying to sightsee and stuff. But it was cars blowing, but nobody actually dropped in front of me. I wouldn't have known what to do.
I see this one video where you get the car washed. was that from the shoot or what was going on with that? Or was you, you get the car wash. That's some cat, that's his white caddy. Well, that's a month ago, though. That's not me. I can confuse my dang self. Excuse me. I was going too quick in the Instagram, moving too quick. I was like, what the heck is going on? Okay, that's never mind. Let's say a month.
You better double tap on my picture since you're looking at it and you like it. Don't you be just sitting
there. I'll think about it. I'll think about if I'm going to double tap on that.
I'm going to post something for your ass as soon as I watch. I'm going to post something. Anyway, oh, yeah, that was for Texas Wild Wheel calendar. So that'll be released soon, the 2014 calendar. So, yeah, and it was a man that he just didn't know watching me while I was out there, but I guess I shouldn't have been out there in my damn lingerie, huh? They were all just, it was cars just stopping and watching and shit. I was like, oh, Lord. But,
okay.
Anyway.
You know, I don't know what you called yourself doing.
What?
I said, you and the sushi, you was doing the most.
I know. I don't know what the fuck. I was trying to order something different. And it said cucumbers, but I didn't know the cucumbers was going to be stringy like that. But it was a funny picture.
you're like a little kid. I don't know how to control. I'm like, what the hell? See over here doing this damn picture? I'm like,
I know what it looked like. I said, people going to be like,
it looked like drool. Like, I was like, hey, like, she can't hold up looking for nothing.
Because when I was sipping the drink, the cucumbers got
snitch.
I'm going to
put the picture in the chat room and snitch.
He's gonna put. So I don't care.
Yeah, they get to see. They get to see in the chat room now. They get to see what I'm talking about.
That's okay.
You look like.
Hey, big guy.
What the hell you got going on?
And thank you very much for having me on your show. Good night to the lady. Good night to you. But I gotta wake up in the morning and get my ass to the works.
All right, get that money and thank you for calling in.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Anytime I got it, you know, anytime I have time, man, and I hit that BTR, I'm always going to search you guys and always going to give you that love.
All right.
Appreciate
well, thank you.
Man.
I appreciate it.
All right, people. Yeah, enjoy your night.
All right. You have a good night, too, boo. But, yeah, don't post it. Well, post it. People going to be like, look at her. But so at least I have personality, and I don't be afraid to be me. Sure. But the picture was funny with our wolf, so it's cute.
Yeah, he was. Man, I know. I'm about to put some fire under some people behind. You know why? Yeah, well, at least, well, I'm going. You know, they. Cause, you know, because I. You know, I guess they shout out to people not sending flyers to me on time. Police events are locked in.
Ah, I know, right?
Don't be sending me the flyers on the day of. Like, it's like, come on now.
That's not
up.
Even from a proper promotion. Like, you need to get time, you know, get the word out. But whatever. It's how they want to do it.
Yeah, I know, right? Okay, but anyway, let's see what's going on.
Oh,
yeah.
See, I got a film Sunday for, the movie Live, Laugh, Love. I start filming for that Sunday. That's the movie that's going to be in the red box come January.
Okay. I know you've been telling me about that. I can't wait to see what's going to, you know, see
know.
Any good. You make any moves.
It's really going to be, I think it's really going to be a good movie. And because the one thing I can say is to have a whole group of, it's all different varieties, but to have a crew member of black men and women and cast, everything has just been so professional from on set to readings, you know, time, just everything scheduled. Everything has just been really planned real well, so I think that this movie is going to be a huge success. It's going to start out in a red box, but, yeah, it's definitely, I think it's going to be worth it. It's live, laugh, love, so you get a bit of romance, you get your romance, you get your little heartbreak, you know, you get a variety of different things, so it's a must-see.
No way, no way. All right, so, okay. That's one thing, because I have Marvel said my options coming out. I had something in my
head.
You
better put that damn accent back where it needs to go. No accent tonight, Teddy.
Okay, don't try to play me. Don't be trying to play me. Y'all be trying to play me.
I know, my bad. I'm just playing with you.
My circle range voice. Yeah, I'll be over here trying to play, but now, I was going to make an announcement. I tell people that sometime in the show, I will be dropping the link as far as Team and Kevin's magazine. So I'll be dropping it. I'll be dropping it sometime in. I'm going to go ahead and give you the time. It's going to be within the last 10 minutes of the show. So you just got to be on the lookout. I'm going to drop the link so y'all can go ahead and go cop it.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yes. Oh,
when you
going to
post that?
Oh, well, yeah, you know, it's still available for them to buy however they
I'm posting on Facebook.
No, I'm seeing you say you're going to post the link. You're going to post the link to the chat room, or are you going to post it to your social sites? Where can they find the link?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm posting the chat room. I'm posting it on Facebook. I'm posting it on all the Twitter pages I have, posting it on the desktop. So you get it right there. That I put on Instagram in the AM.
That's what's up.
So, yes. Yes, I mean, we just
human cameras doing their thing.
Yeah, you know, you in the first one doing your thing. Holy Lord. I had to write my brow on that one.
I was talking about your magazine because I had a photo shoot today with the goddess. It's a goddess models I'm going to be modeling with. And I was doing a commercial, so I spoke about the magazine. Because I was trying to let them know, you know, your girl, you know, I ain't no rookie at this no more. Now, let me quit.
I just, you know what, man, that's what I was, you see, y'all be calling me, see, I be happy I always talk about y'all on the show, in the good way, put it that way. Like, I just like to love y'all on the show. Like, if people don't be realizing that it is, like, we really do this, we really support each other, like, I'm blessed with people that actually support. We all actually support what each other is doing. A lot of people don't. Some people really be in it for themselves. And like you said earlier, some people don't want to see you succeed. But it's just so many of y'all that just are surrounding around me that really want everyone to win all together. And it's a blessing.
I know. All you gotta do is have people in your circle with the same vision as you. And that's excited about it, like you're excited about it, and it can be a success. You know, if I'm in it, I'm gonna promote it. So, yeah.
Right, but see, you know, but see, I mean, the thing is too. I mean, that's one thing. Like a lot of people don't get that. Even some people don't even promote stuff they even in though. That's the funny thing. Some people don't even promote stuff that they are in. They can be all on it, and they still will not promote it like that. Like, whereas the radio show, like, some people, like, they take the radio shows and stuff that I'm not even just talking about. Mike, I see for a lot of people stuff, they just don't take it serious, and they just feel like, you know, I'm alive. No, man, you got to promote stuff, too. Like,
you got
to
cry.
How are your people supposed to know you on something if you're not promoting it? So I always love when I see people that you know, they come through the shows, they come through the magazine, they come through wherever, and they say, hey, you know, hey, check me out. And it's just something as simple as that, you know, people go and come support. That's nothing to me. Because some people don't even do that. And I'll be with you, they're like, okay. Now, you can't be trying to beg, you can't be begging to be on something, you ain't even tell nobody you're in something. That's stupid.
Yeah, that's real crazy because that's like exposure, though. You want to tell people, hey, I did this, I did that. I try to name it all. They have to tell me, hey, you got to come and tone it down. I do my little nickname. I do it all. I take advantage of any opportunity when it comes to promoting. So, shoot. And once
right,
people
I'm
tell me, then you in work.
I'm king of promoting. I'm promoting wherever. If I'm on somebody else's site, I'm be promoting myself in there, but... Hey, I'm on their site too, so. But I don't want to call you. I know the game I play where I don't mention names because I call it free promotion. It's not me being messy, but by me just merely saying your name, I'm promoting you for free. But it's some sites out there. There's one site they suspended my page because I was promoting myself. There could be no other reason. It wasn't doing nothing wrong. New other bylaws and all that. It wasn't doing anything wrong. So why did I get, you know, it's stupid. But then some of these sites do all this other stuff, and then they let all these spammers run around their site posting all day. Like, and there's a difference between I'm highly promoting yourself and spamming. You can tell the difference.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, people, like, first, I'm one of the people, I keep my Facebook wall on lock. It's like Fort Knox. I got myself locked to where, you know, you can't just go randomly post on my wall. If you tag me or something, you can't, it's not going to show up on my wall unless I let it show up.
I have mine set up also.
Because a lot of doing people, some people, they don't fuck me. I mean, for me, the reason why I do that, because there be people who don't really rock with you. They just want,
exactly.
They just run her.
They
see what she's doing, and they just want to use you as a free ad. Use your wall as a free ad space. And I feel like, you know what? Forget that. You're not. You know, when I tell you support my stuff, you act like it's a chore. So no, F that. And then it's double disrespect to me when I see people do that, because you're going hard nowadays. But then you tell me you don't have time to be on Dust Spot and do your stuff on that. Like, that's, it is what it is. Like, I be peeping it, and please believe, I be sniffing y'all behinds out for what it is, for what you are. So make sure you come correct. All right, well, I know we got about 14 more minutes left, man. You got anything else on your mind? You got to get out of this. You know, we got to definitely talk up in these last few minutes.
Yes, we do have a little time left. Didn't you say the last 10 minutes you was going to spend doing something?
Yeah, for the last 10 minutes. I mean, see, I said, y'all know when I'm doing it. So I just got to be, because they expect if I do right at 10 minutes, they're going to be, oh, I expected that. I got it. I'm going to just do it the most random minute. Anyway,
don't be
keeping
my people in suspense.
No, I know you're not talking. You're the queen. When did you tell me last week I was going to talk to her? You said, don't tell us, Sadie. Wait till make the Monday show. This the same person who did that on the air last week, dude.
Make
them Don't tell it. You the same one. They told me. Matter of fact, I didn't even tell anybody because I didn't even tell people on Monday like I was supposed to. See what you did? I was supposed to be telling everybody. I remember the secret now. I was supposed to be telling everybody the shoot I got coming up. Like, it's going to be crazy. For the issue number 4 of Human Canvas, it's going to be crazy. Like, now, for the people that don't know, because some people that didn't know this, it's a known fact, but some people still don't realize it, is that I don't have any tattoos at all whatsoever. You know, weird, I have a tattoo magazine, no tattoos. To some of you, that's weird, but I love tattoos. Tattoos to me, I love the art aspect of tattoos. That's what it says to me. Like, people don't realize that sometimes you can love something don't mean you necessarily do it. Like, for instance, you love porn. Does that mean you want to be in the porn industry? No. Or if you're in the porn industry, does that mean you want to be the porn star? No, that doesn't mean you want to be the porn star. You just might love something, so you do something that goes to what you love to do. And, man, it's a magazine, man. I love body art as a whole. And as I said to them before, it's because really, like, especially like with modeling and body art, whether it's tattoos or whether it's body painting, and stuff of that sort, it gives the people a chance to really let you go into the art mode of it and really doing what you want to do and really letting you be more creative. That's what I love that much. That's what I love about that part of industry so much, is let you be more creative, and now your art on your body is more so, it helps as be an extra prop. So, yes, that is how I feel about that.
Well.
And,
hump day.
You know what's right around the corner? Thanksgiving, man. I can't wait. I eat good year round.
Thanksgiving, you get certain kind of food on Thanksgiving. I can't wait to get some greens and some macaroni and some dressing with some turkey and some black eyed peas.
You know what my dad does for
for Thanksgiving. He started doing this a couple of Thanksgivings ago. He makes collard green dressing.
I never heard of it.
Oh my god! You know, we got people. You know, us men in our family are very talented in cooking, so we come up with some very creative things. Yeah, basically, think of it as the collard greens are baked into the dressing. It's like you have the dressing, and it has like the collard greens infused into it too. And it is off the chain. You're like, oh my god! Think about it. So I've been thinking about it. Think about it all year long.
That sounds good.
Yeah,
Thanksgiving coming up. You got Christmas coming up. So what you cooking for Thanksgiving, Sadie?
Well, I'm cooking my butt on the couch. That's what I'm doing. Because my sister, she started doing the cooking for us for the past couple of years too. She's been doing a lot of Thanksgiving cooking. So between her, my dad, my mom, you know, they be getting it in. So yes, I can't wait. Can't wait, man. I'm excited because I know what's happening. Like and see, here's the thing too, because I might have to have my sister come in and give y'all the scoop on that stuff. Matter of fact, I'm gonna let her do that on, you know, one of the upcoming shows, Thursday shows with her. She has, oh my god, this girl is like the queen of price match. When I tell y'all how much money we spent or didn't spend for Thanksgiving, it was crazy, man. Like we got like $300 worth of stuff, spending like maybe $150, if that. This girl got $300 worth of stuff for Thanksgiving, and we spent maybe like $100 to $150. Because she was price matching, couponing, all of it all at once. Like, she really go in on it. They try to play. We could have got more, but they try to play us a little bit last year. So this year, no, she got smart. She printed off the price check guidelines. So when she goes, she goes to the Walmart for that reason, because she knows it's a price match. She likes to go when she's such a grocery shop where she's done her research and has to be able to get the different stuff for us. So yes, her and my mom are very great at doing that. You know, big ups to them for that. That's too much headache for me to figure out. who doesn't want to save money? But man, that's a headache. That's a headache and a half.
Well, look at you.
Hey man, I'm just saying, man. It is now. As far as like why you was in New York, what was the craziest moment you had besides sitting at your sushi, looking like a little kid?
Well, I mean, I didn't have a crazy moment. I really just had fun.
Okay. You didn't embarrass yourself at all, but while again, the sushi thing is pretty embarrassing, I would say. But
no, even though the sushi thing, but that, I still wasn't embarrassed. Shit happens. No, it does. But it looked it was okay. I had fun. I'm ready to go back.
Yes, yeah, that's my home turf, the East Coast. The East Coast is my home turf, man. You know, I'm about to try to go back up there soon. You know, I went to Jersey last summer. Well, not this past summer, but this past summer, I went there, and I went to Philly because one thing is first going to Houston to. To Dallas alone, it's like 4 hours. But you can do that around New York and go get that from Jersey and Philly and be doing all that stuff and go to other state in 4 hours. So, yeah, that would trip you out. You'd be like, man, why take so long to go? Why, like, first, like, going from Dallas to Fort Worth was, like, about 40-minute drive.
Did you hear about the new law?
You said about the what?
The new law that they just finished today.
Whoa. What's the new law?
That you can't be riding in the left-hand lane on the freeways unless you're passing. And if you're caught in the left lane, you'll be and you're going slow, you'll be ticketed.
Okay, so so let me get this straight. Let me get straight, get it right. If you're in the left hand lane, if you're in the left hand lane, you cannot be. You can only get it if you're passing somebody by. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't know about that. I don't know how. So I'm kind of. I know a lot of the ones, like, when you go on, like, a road, there's, like, there's only two lanes. It's been saying that for longest. They've had highway signs that said that. But for this new thing now, period, and this is period, and it don't matter how many lanes, that's crazy.
Sometimes
you get in the left-hand lane to get away from some of those freaking 18-wheelers. There'd be so many... 18 wheels around, man. Because something that, you know, people say they want to say, but some of these people in the 18 wheels are scared of crap.
What?
They be doing too. Some of them be doing too much, and I just be, you know, I know two people that ain't got in wrecks personally. So I just don't sit too well around 18 wheels like that.
So, it looks like we done wrapped up our hour.
Yeah, we got about three minutes.
They give us time to do our little shout-outs and stuff.
All right, go ahead. Give your shout-outs, huh?
Okay.
I know you got a long page of us, so go ahead and do what you
no,
do.
No, I don't. Actually, it's just short. I'm just wanting everybody to follow me on my social sites. That's really all that I'm yelling today. I don't feel like doing too much extra. So make sure you guys follow me on Instagram at @tmarie_the_model. And also, that'll be where y'all can see the picture that City Day talking about. And don't judge me when y'all see my picture. Also follow
me. I did. I'm sorry. I can't help it.
You judge me. Don't you do that. No. Let he rule it without sin cast the first stone. Now, follow me on Twitter @tmarie_mod and like me on Facebook @tmarie_the_model. Also, check out my website. It'll be launched real soon. It's a splash page up now. It's tmarie_the_model.com. That's it for me.
Okay, well, I promised, it is out. It is
out.
I was going to be messy and wait the last minute.
You say what?
I said I'm trying to be messy and wait till the last minute. The link is out for the show, for you to be able to check out the magazine. So, if you check the magazine out, you can check it out. Go to Mag Cloud, that's M-A-G Cloud, like the clouds in the sky, .com/ SETI J, that's C-E-D-D-Y, letter J, Dusk, D-U-S-K. Go there and you can find every last one of the issues right there. And you can find, of course, the new one. Issue number 3 featuring the cover model, my girl, Jalissa Encore. So check it out. Definitely appreciate everybody that was involved. My boy, Renata, creative, in the chat room. I appreciate you, man, and but y'all can check out dustfly.com, dustfly.com. All right, so the chat room got it first, but not everybody else in the rest of the world. I'm about to get ready to post it to y'all. So, yeah, you'll see it right here at the show. You get to see That'll be posted in Leafy. Let's look at the magazine.
Go ahead on, then. That's what's up.
All right. We ask y'all, mind you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, well, there's a J. Oh, well, there's a...
And T.
Oh, well, there's a U. There is a way. Y'all tune into the episode of Life That Does Live. Your boy, Teddy J. Go check out Hubert Kevin's magazine, issue number 3. Woo-woo!
Yes.
Oh, man, we out.
All right.
See your blood suckers. Later.